This is KERA News. Democrats are set to take control of the House of Representatives, and one freshman member of their new majority will come from Dallas. Colin Allred will represent the 32nd Congressional District. He defeated longtime Republican Congressman Pete Sessions, a powerful member of the House Republican leadership team. And in a swanky hotel ballroom, Allred thanked his supporters and told them that his win sends a message.
It's a message to everyone in Congress, in the halls of the White House, that we are ready for real leadership. We're ready for fresh ideas. We're ready for real change.
Allred will be the first Democrat to represent the district, which includes northeastern Dallas County and a chunk of Collin County. In 2016, voters in this reliably Republican district picked Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump. It was a signal that an energetic Democrat like Colin Allred could run an aggressive shoe leather campaign and turn it blue.
This election alone is not the change that we seek. We have a lot of work to do, and I need you to be with me every single step of the way. Will you do that?
Yeah. Allred is a civil rights lawyer who once played in the NFL and served in the Obama administration. Jill Cochran volunteered with his campaign.
He's the real deal, humble, genuine, and he cares about the district. And it just means the world to me that he's the one.
In a different hotel ballroom, this one in downtown Dallas, with a thinner, more somber crowd, Pete Sessions thanked his supporters for two decades in Congress. He said he was proud to build a vibrant, booming economy in North Texas.
What irony it is that which we have built has gathered people from all over the country, including those from parts of our West.
Just to clarify, he means Californians.
Who've come to Dallas and perhaps not really understood the true nature of Texas.
While changing demographics surely played a part, a growing suburban frustration with President Trump and an energetic newcomer with a message of unity combined to flip a one-time Republican stronghold into Democratic control. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.